Project Freedom Radio, and we are live with the Ron Amatron Show, and it's going to be a goodie tonight. We're going to be talking about UFOs and a whole pile of stuff, all for you. Going to pass it over to Ron and Ann. Go ahead, guys.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing and Clearings Show. Our host tonight is Ron Amatron, and I will be assisting the questions and hopefully assisting Ron to get all the information out. We have an exciting show full of healings and clearings, and hope to discuss some UFO information tonight. And share, we'd love to hear from all of you, either on the fast chat or through emails, with any of your questions or thoughts or ideas. And welcome, Ron. Hello.
Hello, I'm here. So, yeah, if you want to go into the chat box there and type something about a UFO experience, maybe I can help you out with it if you had a problem. And we will be doing some implant releases, energetic implants. And we can also do a robotic clearing on your body someplace. We can also do many, many things that deal with alien UFO interference with you. So we have on the website a brand new clearing, which is an Earth Protection clearing to help rid our planet of aliens that are buzzing around. They're causing us problems. So my take on the aliens are, if they're here to help us, where are they? That's the first thing. The next thing is if they are out there and they know that we're having troubles here and problems and being sacrificed, et cetera, to the other alien races, and if they know about it, they're in bed with them also. As above, so below, and they're under the control medium of some alien race above them. And the whole thing is, you know, you want to get peaceful, and they need to find peace too, but they need to get out of here. And we have had a lot of wonderful inventions like the fossil fuel car that pollutes the whole planet here, so that came from then. Everything in mass mind consciousness is from the aliens, because we're using the mind in place of the heart to get our inventions from. And that's kind of where we are. So what we can do first is talk about Ann, the different clearings on the side of the website there, which are free. We have the satellite clearing to get rid of the energies that are being transmitted to you, gray skies, and I'll just let you take that over for a little bit here, and then we'll do some implant releases on people.
Thank you, Ron. Yes, actually, I make good use of that gray skies clearing. I live in Las Vegas, and it's normally often, I should say, very sunny and bright here, but sometimes we have days and it just feels heavy and off, and it always feels better to put on that gray skies clearing. The website is Creation Lightship, full word spelled out, both words spelled out, .com. On the left-hand side, you'll see several free clearings, and one of them is Gray Skies. And I recommend it to everyone. It really makes a difference. And we had a kind of odd day today where the sun was out over where I am, but wherever I looked out, it was cloudy and fogged over. It was very strange. So I immediately went to my computer and put on the Gray Skies clearing. So thank you, Ron. And then we have many clearings of implants. Actually, now that I'm saying that, Ron, I was saying implants, but I guess I meant barcode. So can you tell me what the difference is between implants and barcodes, or is there one?
A barcode is already placed on you with an energetic program to cause you harm. And we do have the death barcode put on people. A lot of people have at least three death barcodes. And this is from your natal chart, and where the aliens are controlling you through the planets and through the stars. And just saw a thing on YouTube the other day, and it showed that clouds were in front of behind the moon. Now, you know, the moon's pretty bright, but you look at it, and you could swear that whoever was creating the hologram that we're looking at in the night skies, they made a mistake. And so you could actually see clouds on the backside of the moon. Now, you may want to look at that yourself just to check it out, but that's what I saw. And we see different strange things out there, and this is one of them. But remember, what's controlling you? Maybe you have a hard time sleeping at night. Maybe you have your body jerk. This is from the aliens attacking you as far as putting in maybe implants or working on your meridians in the bottom of your feet. I'm sure there's some kind of medical term for that when your body starts to twitch and jerk, but I see it as the aliens attacking people. So what I will say, if you haven't voted yet, just go to TalkStreamLive.com and click on our show. I don't see it up here yet, so you have to probably go to where Bobby's show is.
Right, if you're on the fast chat, if you just scroll down from the fast chat, thank you, Sanchez, for reminding us that we need to vote. If you just scroll straight down, the second to last item on the site is Talk Stream Live, and you can click on that, and it will bring you to the list of shows that are currently streaming, and scroll down until you find Ron Amatron. Click on the green bar. That will be your vote, which you only want to do once an hour, because if you do it again, they'll cancel out your vote. Then when you click on the green bar, it'll bring you to another page that will say Project Freedom. That's the radio station. Click the green bar again, and I'm doing it right now as we speak. And that's your vote. And once you click on that, I'll take you right back to the Project Freedom website, and you'll be back on our – well, you actually have to click again, listen live and chat, and you'll be right back on our fast chat. So thank you, everyone, for voting, because the higher we get on that list, the more people we'll be reaching. Thank you. Oh, we're now at number 15. Thank you, Bobby. And again, thank you, Sanchez, for reminding us that we wanted to – we'll remind you again at the 8 o'clock hour, or the next hour, I should say, because I know we're all in different countries. So thank you so much, Ron, for remembering to remind everyone to vote.
Yep, so let's maybe you can talk about the satellite clearing and the Earth Protection one. That would be good. Tell them where it's located and things like that.
Right.
We have quite a few clearings for aliens on there.
Yes. Let me just say again, the website, Ron's website, is creationlightship.com, and there are many healings listed on the left-hand side, and I think 6 or 7 of them are actually free, and they're just wonderful healings, and there's just, I can't even imagine, there's no reason to not do all of those for you. The satellite, we just discussed the gray skies clearing, which is wonderful. And then we talked a lot last week about timelines, and there's one called the satellite timeline crash. So there are satellites, obviously, in our atmosphere, and they're controlling us in some creepy, weird way. We may or may not understand or know that. But maybe, Ron, you could mention what that means to timeline crash. The satellites that are controlling us?
Yeah, so let's do a sample of that for everybody. And normally they connect to the top of your head, also to different parts of your body. And here we go. Just see how your body feels after we release some of the satellites that are out there. These could be invisible to us, too. Remember, there are other dimensions that we cannot see or areas that we cannot see. We're only using our limited consciousness here to find out how we're living and where we're living, but there's a lot more to it than that. And what we don't see can hurt us. So here we go and actually kill us. So let's get rid of this energy here for timeline. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and this is satellite timeline crash, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, and 10. Okay, see how your body's feeling. And we'll do the one that has the connectors on the top of your head. So here we go. Do another clearing. This is also free on the website. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And we'll do another one. We'll do a gray sky crash. Remember, the gray skies are the artificial intelligence skies that we're looking at typically. You first have the clouds in the sky, which I call ship clouds, that have flat bottoms to them. And as the aliens start to realize that we're seeing them now, they produce gray skies as more of a camouflage. Remember, what you're looking at may not be real, although it is real when you tend to look at it because your conscience will tell you that it's real. But is it really real out there? Is it really from source energy or a hologram that you're looking at or looking through? I can mention, just going sideways slightly, that I had two people mention to me the same scenario, that they were, one person was in Florida, the other one was in New York, and they're going over an area, in New York was over a bridge, and driving their car, or at least the person was sitting, and the driver was driving, and all of a sudden they looked out across the bridge, and they saw a hole in the sky, and they saw stars. This is in the daytime. They saw a hole, and they saw stars, and they went, hmm. And that lasted for about a minute or so, I guess, and naturally it would kind of get your attention because it wasn't dark outside. So that's just probably, you know, the hologram not working exactly right, you know, the movie script here that they're putting us into. So anyway, let's do a clearing here for gray skies. And this is what you should do all the time if you want to. It's a free clearing, and it will tend to help you out and bring in more of the source energy that helped create the planet here to you, to get rid of the aliens. So here we go. And your skies will become normally blue afterwards. So gray sky clearing sample. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So you may start to actually feel the energy around you changing. Next, we're going to do the another sample here. And this one we just put up a little bit ago. Maybe it's about a week out of the box here. This is an Earth protection clearing to help get rid of the aliens that are in our atmosphere that we cannot physically see. So here we go. This is a sample of that clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just kind of feel how your body's feeling now. Might be getting more relaxed. 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So.
Thank you so much, Ron.
You have another clearing we can do, Ann?
No, I just wanted to say that I feel at once relaxed when you do these and empowered. And I just want to mention we've moved up to number 10 on the TalkStream Live chart voting. So if you have not voted this hour, please go to TalkStream Live, which you can reach at the bottom of the chat page. Just scroll down, click on it, click on the bar, green bar next to Ron's name, and that'll be your vote. It'll bring you to Project Freedom. Click that bar next to it, and it'll bring you back to this page. And that really helps us to reach more people.
All right. Can I just
more
jump in
guests?
Just for a second?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, I was checking it tonight just to see who was on and who are doing some live shows. And we have Alex Jones, Jeff Renz, Coast to Coast with George Nooney, and right now we're beating them all. So you're doing a great job, guys.
Aw, wonderful.
Yeah.
And we discussed initially that we would talk a little bit about UFOs, which we were kind of doing already, right, Ron? But I just saw the movie Avengers yesterday. And, boy, I couldn't help but think, is someone trying to get us ready for an alien invasion? And you talked about a hole in the atmosphere. Someone saw a hole. That's exactly what happens in that movie. And I wonder if that might be a good – or this might be a good time to start talking more specifically about UFOs.
Okay. Well, we'll do a few clearings here, and then we'll get involved with this here.
Okay.
So let's first do – we have a clearing for the alien head implants. Okay. So here we go, everybody. Just feel how this changes your head. We did the satellite clearing.
And this is another free healing, by the way.
Yep, this is a free one.
Yes, on the website.
Here we go. And just see if your head feels a little different. And your body should start to relax each time we do these clearings. So here we go, alien head implant clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So this is more like connectors that they put into you to communicate to you. It's probably a one-way street, and you can't communicate to them, but they definitely want to load you up with mind-controlling programs and robotic programs. Next, we're going to do an alien oxygen code removal. And what this is how they are interfering with the atmosphere, the oxygen that you're actually breathing, putting improper codes in it to take you down. So everybody take a deep breath, inhale, exhale. And we'll do this clearing here to get rid of those codes that are being transmitted to you. So remember, there's other codes, too. It all kind of gets into languages also. With the numerology and our words that we speak, key codes, et cetera. But here we go. This will be ones that are in the oxygen. And they can also activate different keywords to come into you also to cause you harm. But here we go. Releasing this alien oxygen imprinting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, well, that's feeling better already, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now keep going. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So I'll let everybody kind of settle in here and feel the energy. And now we're going to do some energetic implants. So let's work on our third eye, okay? And we'll just do different locations. If we have anything on the chat box there, we can also do that. Or if you want to have callers come in, they can call also. And we'll release the implants from them if they want to come forth. Remember, a lot of these could be energetic. There are a few doctors that do look at the implants, and, you know, they see them in the x-rays and they take them out and they kind of wonder what they are and how they're working, but that's just probably about 1% of them that we actually have in us. Those are probably very, 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 very old technology. All the new stuff now is going to be energetic. Here we go. So we'll do implants on your third eye. And I'm picking up, most people have 2 to probably 5. So let's just see how you're feeling now. I'll release the first one. And here we go. And I have to move my hand a certain way here. If you've ever seen me do it live, you know what I'm talking about. It's kind of like taking a combination lock, right, back and forth, in and out. It's quite complicated. That one's released. And number 2. And releasing this one here. And if you feel your head changing, maybe eyes are watering, that's going to be perfectly normal for you. There we go. That one's out. Do number 3. People will have 3. Here we go. And you're going to know yourself how it feels. I released one implant. In fact, I did it when I was at a WESAC festival in Mount Shasta. And that was probably quite a while ago, maybe 6 years ago or something. The lady said her neck was bothering her or something, so I neck her shoulder, so I took out the implant, and luckily there's a man behind her because she all of a sudden her knees buckled, and he had to catch her. And then she felt wonderful. She said, man, I had that pain for like probably 20 years. So here we go. Number 3 is coming out. Here we go. And number 4. There we go. And number 5. There we go. Okay, we'll see if we have any comments. Back to you. Getting off my hand here. I'm shaking my hand. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Kind of thank sticky. You. Yeah, that was a bit of a tough one. On our subject of UFOs, I missed a comment that was actually made earlier by Larry, and he's asking about the Creation Lightship. And I'm sorry, my screen just jumped. Oh, here it is. Does the lightship teleport or transfer light at the alien ships when they're in battle? And since we're doing a UFO show, or we're going to focus on the UFOs tonight, maybe you could talk a little bit about the Creation Lightship battleships and what they do and how they're different than the typical UFOs that people experience and see. Oh, are you there, Ron?
Yep, okay. I'm here. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I had my mute on here. I was having some water.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you guys want to go out on a defense fleet ship of light, we can do that. So here we go. Let's go up to the light ship here. I'll count to 5. Again, I have to count to command the energy. And this will be a lot of fun. We'll be battling some aliens. If you wish to do that, fasten your seatbelt here. And if you're a seer, you're going to have a wonderful time with this here. So here we go, going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and now we're going into where the defense fleet ships are. Remember, the light has to defend itself from darkness. It doesn't look for darkness, but if darkness attacks it, then it has to defend itself. And that's what ascension is all about, coming back here for a short amount of time to get rid of the darkness out of the creations of light. So here we go. I'm going to go into a special location. And you could maybe just kind of visualize, if you would, if you need to do that, maybe like you're on an aircraft carrier in a sense, okay? So there's many of these light ships there. The ones that we're going into are a little larger than normal. These are about 160 feet across, Normally there are 100 to 120. This must be a different model, but we're going up to that now. They're all hovering. They don't make any noise. They're being held in place by gravity right now, artificial gravity on the light ship. Remember, on the light ship, source energy, everything has to become materialized physically in order to do anything. And so here we go. We're going up some steps. It's hovering. In fact, we all have our own to go on to. So this is hovering about 10 foot in the air. And as you walk up the steps change colors. This time, the step that you're on is red. And the one that you're approaching, going up to, is yellow. So you can see the difference as you step on the steps. So you're walking up, and you're going to be greeted by some light beams. And they're going to help you and give you a little orientation how to fly this defense fleet ship. And remember, we're out of time completely. So it could, since we're out of time, there's no time there, so we could be there in orientation for 5 hours, but here we only seem like seconds. So now we're going into the room that you can use to, say, steer, operate the light ship. And you've all been briefed now. And the light ship now is under your control, so you're sitting down on a seat. And there's armrest on it. This one here has buttons on the side of the armrest. Some are on the top. These are on the side here. And if you look, you can see different types of, it's kind of like a computer system where you can look and your thoughts and your intentions will say, will actually bring up different screens. The screens will tell you how far away maybe a UFO would be, you know, the darkness energies, how many people are on the ship. It can bring forth data as far as the oxygen that's around and everything else, how much they weigh, how large they are. It's just a complete information type of system that works instantly. You can change the brilliance of the glass that you look out of, the windows, and you're going to probably feel the aliens attacking you as they shoot lasers at you during this process here. So you may feel your body actually kind of automatically jerk as you see the light come to you. Now, the light will be coming when you're in battle. It'll be coming to you in time. So the light, since it's not in time, can actually slow their time down, and you're in between the different time zones, in between the different timelines. So you can actually watch things happening out of time. And so what would normally take a second to have it come to you to try to destroy you, you might see it coming for 15 seconds, and then you can counterattack it. And when you work with the true light of source energy, there's no such thing as time, and once you push the button to destroy a UFO, instantly they're destroyed. So you don't have to wait about like you have here where it takes time to do that, because you're completely out of time. You're in a whole different energy. So we're going to be going out of the light ship, and we all have our own defense fleet ship that we're on. And feel your gravity. Move your hands kind of up and down alongside of you. Kind of wave your hands like you're a bird, okay? And right now you're in the artificial gravity, and we're going out of the light ship. So we're going out one-third of the way out. And maybe still move your arms, two-thirds, and now we're all the way out. And you're going to notice that they will probably feel a little different to you. If they don't feel different right now, they will when we come back. So now we're going out, and we're going to go to one of the areas where there is battles going on. And the light is there to help and, in a sense, be backup for the military forces that are fighting, the time-traveling soldiers. So we're in a whole different dimension that is different than what we have here on this planet. Remember, if the aliens were to come here with these battles, this planet would no longer exist. It would be terminated instantly. So they're just outside of our timeline that you're living on here on the planet. So we're going now to battle the aliens, and here we go. So if you notice, you can probably see them quite a ways out there with your monitoring equipment. And if you want to pull down different star maps or different types of information on the, say, the window in front of you, you can do that. You can still see through it, but you also get the information, and everything happens instantly. And right now we're under attack, and you can sort of see, like, it looks like kind of like rice being shot at you. And kind of like when you see, you know, going out where the snow is and you're driving at night and you see the snow move in different directions. So right now everybody's probably under attack, and you can feel these things actually ricocheting and bouncing off of the light chips. And a lot of times the field around the light chip will normally be about 15 foot from the ship itself, a special light protection. Very seldom do they ever penetrate and go into the light chip itself. So you might feel these lasers being shot at you now. If your body's moving a little bit on its own, it's because you're actually seeing them coming at you, and it's kind of automatic to try to dodge something, but it's just the way it is, and that's the way your body's going to respond. So we're going to start to terminate some of these alien ships now. These are what I call the ships from the Galactic Federation. And we're going to start taking them out. There's also other ones that are there, too, but to me, they're all in the same boat. And here we go. So you're just aiming at them right now, and everything, it works very quickly, very fast. You can pull the little trigger on your side panel. You have two buttons that you can press, and just start shooting at them. Only takes a couple shots to actually take them out. And there may be a couple hundred of these actually doing this process, coming after you. So just start having fun, and you can move up and down if you want with the ship just by pushing a button, and you can go straight up, straight down, left to right, through circles, whatever you wish to do. There's no such thing as gravity that's going to affect you on these light ships. And we're actually in between in between the timelines, and we're covering, now we're going to go beside the ships, do a close-up of them here, just automatically go there, and we're just viewing them from outside a timeline. And you can look at them if you wanted to actually see the aliens themselves. We can zoom in with the technology and actually see how they physically look. We can also go directly into the ship if you wish and actually see them too. So this is kind of your choice, what you want to do. They won't always look too pleasant. I've seen quite a few different races, lots of them, in fact. And this is what we're doing now. We're just trying to view them. So if you do see them physically, it's because they're there. And let's now go behind them. And you can see these different ships. We have some comments, I hope, coming on the chat room there. And now we're going to go underneath them and take a look at them. They don't know that we're here because we're out of their time reality, because they're in time and you're actually outside of the time. And we'll just start terminating these because they should not be fighting the soldiers that are out there. They're all, you can also see them fighting from your vantage point right now. And we'll just start terminating some of the alien ships that are in battle right now. Oh, we'll come back to the light chip now, and we're getting ready to come into the artificial gravity. So kind of move your hands up and down, your arms, and see how you're feeling. And now we're going to go into the light chip. So one-third the way in, two-thirds, and now we're in completely. And you're probably going to notice that your arms weigh a lot more than what they did before. So we're giving our thanks to the crew there that we're with.
Downtime on the while we're on the air.
And yeah, and now we're going to the door, walking down the steps. And again, the steps light up, yellow and red. And we're up the little smaller defense fleet ships right now. And they're going to be coming back here. Coming back, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so back to you. And we can see if we have any comments. So you might want to give the call-in phone number, too, for people.
Sure, yeah, and I think Bobby actually just put that on the fast chat. Thank you so much, Ron. That was amazing. And if anyone actually, did someone call in? Do we have someone on the line here? I thought I heard something ding, but maybe that was Bobby. Okay. You're welcome to call in, and Bobby has the put the phone number on the fast chat. Maybe he could pop that in again for us, Bobby. And we just another reminder, if you've just come on, you still have time for this hour to go to TalkStream Live and vote for us. The higher we get on that list, the more people that will find us and hear about us. If you're on our fast chat, just scroll down to the second to the last entry on the site. Click on TalkStream Live. Find Ron's name. I believe we're number 7 now down the list, so we're really moving up. So more and more people are listening. Click on the green bar to the right of Ron's name. It'll bring you to a page that says Project Freedom, and there's another green bar. Click on that, and that's your vote. It'll bring you back to the chat page, and you'll be back with us. And just a reminder, only do this once per hour, because if you do it again, it'll cancel out your vote. But we'll remind you again in the second hour, and everyone can vote again that time. Okay, so now let me go to this. Thank you, Bobby, for putting the phone number on. So if somebody would like to call a question directly, the phone number is on the fast chat, and I will say it. It's 559-546-1301. The PIN number is 880967. We would love to speak to you live if you would like to call in. And... Okay. Somebody asks, I'm going with the most recent comment. If we are enlisted, could we have been sitting next to ourselves up there? And I think what this person is referring to is if we've already signed up to be part of the forces that are working with the light ship, and then we do one of these calls with you and we go in to participate.
Yeah, I kind of get it. Yeah, very possibly you would not be next to yourself, but you could be on another part of a timeline doing this. So you would not be, you know, two of you or more as buddies on the same in the same location. So no, that would not work. No. So what we could do is another clearing here. And let's clear the energy off of people's feet. Remember I mentioned before, if your body jerks at night, automatically there's some type of implant there, and they're connecting to you to try to destroy your body through your meridians. So the bottom of your feet is the that. And you know if you're being under attack because your body is going to be jerking as you go to sleep. And maybe you're with a partner, and all of a sudden, you know, their body's jerking, and you wonder what's going on because it woke you up. Well, they're under attack, and that's the sad thing. So here we go. Let's take away the connectors, if we can, on the bottom of people's feet. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just see all your bottom of your feet are doing. 6, 7. There we go. There's a couple big ones coming out. 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and they also like to attach to our reproductive organs. So let's do a disconnection there of the implants. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
And hello?
Reproductive organs. Yeah, you're on. Okay, we're doing
I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And let's work with robotic programs. I normally do this with people's hands and arms. Let's do our legs this time. We'll do our legs and our feet, and you can actually feel the difference. So here we go. Taking off the robotic program, we'll do your left leg first, so we'll work with your foot. There we go. That one is released, and go to your ankle. This program is released here, and knee, and whole leg right now, and hip. So you may want to get up and walk, and you may feel that it feels different than your right side does. And just kind of sample that here. Now we'll do your right leg, going down to the foot first. So taking away the implants there. Robotic programs, here we go. Released. Go to your ankle. And released. And go up calf and knee. Release. And whole leg and hips. There we go. So just see how you're feeling now. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Hi, Ron. Thank you. I was just, again, helping someone had a question about voting, and I just want to say one more time, if you're on the fast chat, scroll down on that same page, and the second to last item, you will see Talk Stream Live. Click on that link, then find Ron's name. I'm not sure what number we're at right now, but we're not too far down because people are listening. Are you there, Bobby?
Yep.
No? Okay, I'm sorry. Hi, Bobby. I don't know if you know what number we're at.
We're at number 7, yeah.
Oh, great. So please do vote because someone's asking me again about how to vote. So click on the green bar to the right of Ron's name, and then it'll bring you to another page, and it'll say Project Freedom. Click on the green bar next to that, and that will bring you right then back to the fast chat on Project Freedom Radio. And thank you for voting. Thank you, Bobby. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No, I'm cool.
Yeah, okay.
Keep going. You're doing great.
And okay. Bobby's been putting the phone number on, so if you would like to call in and ask us any questions, please do. And we do have some questions here and comments. Someone was saying their feet are jumping all around and they feel like they've been under attack lately. Okay. Holding on the phone. Oh, someone was holding on the phone. I'm so sorry. Perhaps someone called in. I got cut off for a while there, so I apologize if you called in and we didn't pick up for you. You can call back in, but I will read your request now. Okay. The ET Underground Industrial Complex Clearing. What is this, and how does it relate to aliens and special forces? Can we answer that question, Ron?
Yeah, they have a lot of underground bases. So that would be like the alien underground military complex. So you're dealing with aliens and militaries that are combined together, and these energies are here working against our free will, free choice. And a lot of the aliens are there to bring forth a lot of detrimental stuff to us. And unfortunately, they could even have physical bodies up here on the surface to implement what they're doing down there. So that's what that clearing is about. It's on the website. And if you wanted to do that, it's there. It's just, like I said, what happened quite a while back, maybe a year or so ago, we started taking out the underground clone factories, and that's why there was an earthquake back in the East Coast there. I can't remember what months it was, but anyway, it went all the way up the coast and then went across the U.S. here, and that's when we first started taking out the clone factories. And that's quite extensive work. And right now, I don't know how far down we are below the surface. I just can't figure that out right now. I'd say we're probably at least 55 to 60 miles down, which isn't too far. But I know there's a lot of activity right now in Brazil going on. But aside from that, I don't get too involved with what's happening there. It's let the soldiers deal with that process. And so that's what that complex is about. It's how alien technology is brought here and how it's being used against us also. And a lot of times they want to take over the planet, which is what they're trying to do. And so they'll bring things there to cause us harm, basically. So let's do a clearing here. And once y'all get a glass of water, and we'll do that in about a minute here or so, what we'll do is we'll take out the code, since we have oxygen that we just did previously, we'll take out the alien codes in your water that's causing you harm, too, and we'll see if the water changes for you. And we'll also do a clearing here to get rid of the alien energy, which I call the jellyfish that rides on the top of your head, connects inside of your body, and the tentacles connect to your starter memory, which gives you a lot of times your dreams and stuff. That's how they connect into you, is through your judgment. So here we go. Let's get rid of these tentacles of this octopus energy. Jellyfish energy. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. If you feel your arms kind of tingling now, or your back or your chest, is because these little stingers are being taken out of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so see how your body is doing right now. And if you have your glass of water, let's take out the, we could probably call it the poison codes in your water from the aliens. And here we go. And I'll use the word stronger so I don't have to count all the time. So here we go, stronger, and this energy out, stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, stronger, stronger. There we go. It's coming out of there. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Once you taste your water, and just see if it seems to be different than what it was before. Normally what I'll do is put light codes into it for you. And but this time we just took out the oxygen or the particles that was in there that was harmful to you. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. I always enjoy that water, and I'm sure everyone else does and appreciates you for doing that clearing for us. We have a question again, two really, I guess, big questions and really good ones. So perhaps we could discuss orbs and also the Galactic Federation.
Well, I'm not in favor of the Galactic Federation at all. I don't think they're in integrity. They're if you've heard about anything out there, they're typically going to be of darkness only because you've heard about them. Remember, as above, so below. So if they're in duality and you heard about them, then naturally, you know, you are also. So that's the problem that we have. So the Galactic Federation is what killed Jesus. That's what he kind of mentioned in the Bible. He said, "Why do you forsake me?" And that was because they're supposed to protect him throughout his lifetime of being here to teach ascension and to help people get off the planet. So that's the main gist of that. As far as the Galactic Federation doing anything that's positive with the military, the time-traveling soldiers, you know, that's here. Remember, the founding fathers of the Constitution are time-traveling beings, and they are here spearheading, we'll say, the movement here to get rid of the aliens off this planet. So all the that are here are, to my knowledge, employed and bringing forth their military soldiers throughout time, going into the future to get trained for alien technology and coming back. The only country that is not is China. Why, I can't really say or know. But anyway, they're not involved as yet in the battles with the aliens. So the Federation, the Galactic Federation, to me, they're not involved with any of the stuff that's going on with the time-traveling soldiers. In fact, there's no aliens other than the soldiers fighting, except for the light itself to back up the soldiers. Remember, the light can only come when they're being attacked. And because the soldiers are out there fighting, battling the aliens, if anything happens, then the soldiers are there to bring back free will, free choice here, which is what the light stands for. Basically, it's peace, but getting back to free will, free choice, which you don't have here, because of the alien control here, they're being backed by the light. So when they get attacked, they get into trouble, the light terminates whatever's going on and also rematerializes the beings that are maybe massacred or you know, zapped, we'll say. Okay, so that's what the light does. So from there, so the Federation is just aliens out there that are supposed to protect us here from other bad aliens, and you can always tell that they're not doing a very good job of that. So that's the Galactic Federation. And they have different names on it. They changed it from the Galactic Federation to the Galactic Federation of Light through some of the channelers, et cetera. And the aliens love to channel. That's how everything is created here, through them channeling or talking to people. So I'm not a proponent of them whatsoever. And to me, it's just another, just a bad thing that they're even involved here on this planet. Remember, they have a spiritual hierarchy, which right away means that because there's a hierarchy in their system, it can't be of light, because light does not have a hierarchy. Light is light. So, what's the second question?
Well, may I just say thank you, Ron, because I remember when I sadly was connected to some, you know, New Age healers, they would always talk about that hierarchy and the Galactic Federation, and I'm so relieved and more comfortable in my life now that I'm free of that. Now, can we do a sample healing or clearing of that for other people that may have gotten connected or tied up in some way with the Galactic Federation in the past, as I had?
Yeah, we can do that. In fact, we'll work with after the break here, the break coming up shortly here.
Right.
What we're going to do is we're going to work with Ashtar Command. A lot of people think it's good. So we'll work with that, get rid of the energies from them off of you. And we'll work with the Great White Brotherhood. These are two that a lot of people tune into.
Yes, me too.
Okay, and then we'll turn into, we'll do the Pleiadian energies. We'll do the Grays. Arcturians, and so that, after the break, we'll take off the energies that they have connected to you through their mind control programs, etc. Remember, as above, so below. So if you know about them, they're suspect. And I guess we can go to a break now, I guess.
Yes,
is that okay
thank
with you,
you
Bobby?
Ron. Bobby, are you there?
Yeah.
We'll take a 5-minute break. Is this a good time? And then we'll come back and follow up with all of those clearings, Ron. Thank you so much.
Okay, just hold on there. I'm sorry, I was printing something and I was coming through the microphone.
That's okay.
Yeah, okay, we'll take a break. Let's see, I got two, three, about 4 minutes, okay?
Shall I go through the voting process one more time, Bobby?
You can.
Before the hour's up?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay, if you are listening and you still have not voted, if you're on our fast chat, please scroll. Click on the green bar next to Project Freedom, and you'll be brought back right to the chat page again. Thank you, Bobby.
Okay. So we want to go to break now, right?
I think, yes. I'm sorry. Were you able to hear me through all of that?
No. For some reason, we lost a bit of it.
Yeah, and that's okay. I don't know if I'm doing something wrong. I don't think so. anyway, I'm back, and thank you. And so, yes, why don't we take our five-minute break, and we'll be back in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you, Bobby.
All righty. Thank you. Project Freedom Radio Network brings you quality programming, always aiming to bring the truth to its listeners by having interviews with the best heavy hitters in ufology, metaphysics, and paranormal investigations. With our open line format, we give you the opportunity to have a voice. We encourage our listeners to participate, and we welcome their opinions. PFRN, Project Freedom Radio Network, your voice on talk radio. Listening to BFRN, your voice on talk radio.